We are beginning tonight Shir and Simon Reish Memtes. We are up to Siv Dalud, which is on page 28. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalud, Im Kibel Olav Lihisanos Be'erev Shabbos, if a person was Mekabel on himself a fast on Friday, Tzorech Lihisanos Ad Seisak Olchavim, he has to complete the fast, and he has to fast until the stars come out. Im Loshe Perish Bishas Kabbalah Satainis, unless he specifically stipulated at the time of his acceptance of the fast, that he's only going to fast until the tzibur finishes their Friday night davening. The Ramah continues on page Tezvav and says, V'yesh omrim delo yashlim. There are those who argue and say, even without the stipulation, you do not have to be mashlim the tainus on Friday, elam miyad sheyotzim mibeis ha-knesses yochal, but rather immediately when you go out of shul, you finish your tefillah, you can eat right away. Lachain, therefore, says Rama, betainis yochid lo yashlim, when it comes to an individual tainis that a person accepted upon himself, he should not be mashlim till tzeisek ochavim, he can stop right after he comes out of tefillah. V'tov lefarish kein b'shas kabbalas atainis, but it is good to specify this at the time of acceptance of the tainis. Ubetainis tzibur yashlim, and for a tainis tzibur, one should be mashlim. V'hachi nog, and that is the minog, says the Rama. And then the Mechaber says, "V'imhu tainus cholom." If this tainus is a tainus because of a bad dream, tzorich lisanos ad tzeisa kochavim. Then you must fast even on Friday all the way until tzeisa kochavim. So let's now begin the Mishabura back on page 28. We'll begin with Sivkoton Yutes. So the Mechaber said, if one was makabel tainus in Erev Shabbos, he must fast ad tzeisa kochavim. Says the Mishabura, "Ukmo im kibel tainus stam b'shar yemei ha-shavua." Just like a person who is makabel stam a tainus during the rest of the week, didino hu ad tzeisa kochavim dafka. There the halacha is that he must fast until the stars come out. V'lo mahani b'mashi hispalo tfilas arvis mikodem. It doesn't help that he daven marav before that to end the tainus. Here on Friday, it's the same din. And this is not considered an iser, that which he's going to go into a Shabbos afflicted because of his tainus. Even though there is a halacha that we've seen and we will see more about, that it is usher to fast on Shabbos, that's only fasting on Shabbos. This is not considered an iser, just going into Shabbos when you are very hungry. And therefore the Mechaber says, if you are Mechabel of Tainus for Friday, you have to fast like it was any other day, all the way until Tzeisa Kochavim. Davening earlier does not help you. However, what does help you, even according to the Mechaber, was if you specified at the time of the Kabbalah's Tainus that you're only having a Tainus until the Tzibur finishes Tefillah. Says the Mishaburah Sivkaton Chof, as we turn to page Tezvav, Im lo shepirish, va'oz mutter afilu od hayom gadol. If you made such a stipulation, then you'd be allowed to eat even though it is still daytime, as long as it's after the time that the tzibur davened. V'cheinim hisna lehisanos rag ad achar mincha gadola. So too, if a person stipulated that he's only going to be betainus until after mincha gadola, mahani tano, that tanai will help him as well, according to the Mechaber. The Ramah then told us that there's a yesh omrim, that a stam tainus on Friday, you do not have to be mashlim. Says the Mishaburah Sivkoton Chof Aleph, Ha yesh omrim svir luhu. This yesh omrim holds the bein betainus yochir or bein betainus tzibur, whether it's an individual tainus or a public tainus, kagon asara beteves shechal be'erev Shabbos. For example, asara beteves, which happens to be nowadays the only fast day that can ever fall out on Friday. So whether it's an individual tainus or a public tainus of asara beteves that falls on Erev Shabbos, lo yisane rak ad sheyetzi mibeis ha-knesses. This yesh omrim holds that you only fast on Friday till you come out of shul. The oz kvar kiblu Shabbos batfilo shemispalim miplaga mincha ve'elach. At that point, when they come out of tefillah, they have already been mekabel Shabbos during their tefillah, as long as it is after plag ha-mincha. When is plag ha-mincha? We learned already, v'hu meyud alef shos chaser revia ve'elach. This is 11 hours minus a quarter, 10 and 3 quarters hours, and onwards. V'ashos seins manios, this is obviously referring to shos manios. V'ayin lakamon, simen reish samach alef, where we'll get more into the zmanim. Umikri al yedeze hashlamas atainus, and this is considered a completion of the fast. Mashem misana ad achar kabbalah Shabbos. That which you are fasting until after you come out from davening, in which you are makabel Shabbos, that's considered a hashlama of the tainus. V'hu hadin be'erev Yom Tov, and so too on Erev Yom Tov, if one has a tainus ad achar kabbalas Yom Tov, it would be considered a hashlama as long as you went after tefillah, which was a kabbalah of Yom Tov. ubechol, but during the week, gam liyesh omrim, even according to this lenient opinion of the yesh omrim, lo mikri hashlamas ha-tainus ad seisa kochavim. It would not be considered a completion of the tainus until seisa kochavim. Umachriya ha-ramod b'tainus yachid, and the ramod's machriya that when it comes to a tainus yachid, even though we have this machlokas, the machaber said, you have to finish the tainus all the way till seisa kochavim. The yesh omrim, the ramod brings down, tells me that you do not have to be mashlim. So the ramod's machriya at the end, like we just read, the hainu she yachid gozar al atzmo tainus. If it comes to a tainus yachid, which means an individual placed a gzeira of a tainus on himself, lismoch al hayesh omrim de lo yashlim. So the Ramaz machriya that one can rely on the yesh omrim in a tainus yachid that he accepted upon himself not to complete till the stars come out. Umikomakom v'chatchila tov yosher she yefarish kein b'shas kabbalas atainus. But the Ramaz told us that l'chatchila it is better to stipulate it at the time of the acceptance of the tainus that you're only going to fast until after the tefillah. Ubidyevid ain't zeli ikuva. But bidyevid, if you didn't make such a tnai at the acceptance of the tainus, it's not ma'akev, and you still can rely on the more lenient opinion and stop the tainus when you come out of davening. Ubitainus tzibur chamira mize v'tzarach lahashim kadin. But the Ramah says when it comes to a tainus tzibur, which is more serious than a tainus yachid, you have to be mashlim all the way till seisa kochavim. The afilu tnai lo mahani, and even a stipulation for a public fast will not help. Delav b'didei talya milsa. It has nothing to do with your decision. It's a public tainus which Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves, and therefore you have to fast, and you're not able to make a stipulation. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues in the third to last skinny line on page Tezvav. The tzibur shegozru al atzman tainus mechadosh b'shvil eize inyan. And if the tzibur made a gzeira on themselves, they accepted a new tainus on themselves because of something that happened. Lo chamira kolkach, that's not as serious as a regular tainus tzibur umahani tanai. There a tanai would help. A tanai doesn't help on a tainus tzibur like asar b'teves, but a tanai would help on a public tainus that was a new kabbalah that they made because of something that happened. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkaton Chav Beis. Chav Beis is going on that which the Ramah gave this hachra and said by a tainus yachid lo yashlim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tainus yachid nikra, what's considered exactly a tainus yachid? Misha kibel al atzmo lis'anos bi'erev Shabbos zeh. Either an individual who accepted upon himself to fast on this particular Friday, O shedarko lehisanos b'chol erev Shabbos, or it's his normal way to fast on every erev Shabbos, O erev Rosh Chodesh shachal b'erev Shabbos, or it's an erev Rosh Chodesh that happens to fall out on erev Shabbos, and he normally fasts on erev Rosh Chodesh. Haynu osam anoshim she'ein omrim yom kippur katan b'yom hei shelofanov. So if he fasts every Erev Rosh Chodesh, that's Yom Kippur Katan. And if he's going to fast when it falls out on Friday, he's obviously going like the ones who say that you do Yom Kippur Katan on Friday. Not like those who say that when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, you move it up to Thursday, which we're knowing to do. The Elu HaOmrim Mis'anim Gam Kein B'Yom Hei, because those who say that you're going to fast also on Thursday, El Yerabah B'Simen Tov Yud Ches. Again, so in the brackets he just points out that which we say is considered a tainus yachid, if you fast every Erev Shabbos or every Erev Rosh Chodesh that's chal on Erev Shabbos, that's zok the brackets, haynu osam anoshim she'ein omrim yom kippur katan b'yom hei shelofanav. That's referring to those who do not push yom kippur katan till the Thursday before Rosh Chodesh. De elu ha'omrim mis'anam gam kein b'yom hei. Fine. Another example, says the Mishnah Berurah of a tainus yachid, is Oshem Misane Yom Shemesbo of the Imo. Or if he has yahrzeit for his father or his mother and he fasts on the yahrzeit, that's also considered a tainus yachid. O Chav Sivan, or the 20th day of Sivan, which bad things happened and some individuals fast, that also has a din of a tainus yachid. Oshem Misane Tanisim Hamavoran Besavan Tov Kuf Pei, or any other tanisim that some people accept upon themselves that are mentioned in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, those are all examples of a tainus yachid. Kosav Magen Avram, Di'im Misane Bikol Erev Shabbos, if a person fasts every Friday, V'hishlim Pam Rishon, and the first Friday that he fasted all the way until Tzeis HaGochavim, Tzarech Linho Kein La'olam. Then he's locked in to fasting till Tzeis HaGochavim on every Erev Shabbos. So even though the Ramah says that one can be lenient by a tainus yachid and end the fast when he comes out of shul, but if one time he was nohig the Erev Shabbos tainus to go all the way till Tzeis, that's how he has to be nohig forever. V'huadin b'cha nizkar la'el, and so too in all the cases and examples we gave of a tainus yachid. The mistama calls man shelo hisna b'feirish, because mistama, so long that he didn't make a specific stipulation, she'ein daito lahashlim tamid, that even though he's being mashlim today, but he doesn't plan on always being mashlim, amrinan de daito lino kein la'olam. We're going to say that that's his mindset always, to finish the tainus, and therefore once he fasted till tzeis, even one time, he's locked into that permanently. But really, lachatchila says in Mishabura, it's better not to be mashlim the first time that the tainus will fall out on Erev Shabbos. Kemo shekasav haRama, like the Rama writes, ukidei shelo yitzdarach lahashlim tamid. That way, you don't have to be worried that you always have to be mashlim. So it goes after the first tainus, and therefore one should be careful by the first tainus, but dafka not to be mashlim, and then he's not locked into hashlama. The imbitchilo keshehischil is anos yom shemesbo over the imo. And if the first time when he began fasting on the yahrzeit of his parents, o erev rosh chodesh, or on erev rosh chodesh, ushar tanisim, or any other fast hana that we mentioned before, chal b'chol, if all these are not specific erev Shabbos fast days, there are yahrzeit that happens to fall on erev Shabbos. It's erev rosh chodesh which happens to fall on erev Shabbos. So if the first time these tanisim fell out during the week, ubechol halom mashlim, and during the week we said you have to be mashlim. Va'al kein yesh poskim the sviruluhu. Therefore, there are some poskim that hold that afilu kesheyera achakach be'er Shabbos. If the first yahrzeit was on Wednesday, in which you must fast until tzeis, and then the next year the yahrzeit falls out on Friday, gam kein tzaruch lahashlim atzeis hakochavim. Even a regular weekday fast till tzeis, which is absolutely required, locks you into fasting till tzeis, even on subsequent years when it falls out on Erev Shabbos. The mistama daito lihisnai kein tamid. They hold that mistama by fasting the first time, even though it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, by fasting till tzeis, which he had to do, mistama he had in mind to always fast until tzeis. Im lokes shehisna b'feirish ein daito lihisnai kein la'olam. Unless, of course, he made a specific stipulation that that's not his kavana to be knowing that way permanently. V'yesh cholkim al zeh, there are those who argue on this, v'svirlu, and they are of the opinion that mistama lo kibel al atzmo lahashem af b'erev Shabbos. Just because a person fasted the first yahrzeit on Wednesday, in which you must fast until tzeis hakochavim, that doesn't mean the next year when the yahrzeit falls out on Friday that he has to go till tzeis. That wasn't a kabbalah for Friday till tzeis, and therefore the next year when it comes out on Friday he would be allowed to end the tainus after he comes out of davening. Therefore, one who would be bitzar, yuchal lismoch al hamekilin, he can rely on a lenient opinion. So therefore, even a person who fasted the first year till tzeis because it was a regular weekday, and now it turns out on Friday where we have a machlokas, since it's a machlokas, if one is bitzar, he certainly can rely on a more lenient opinion that says, by fasting till tzeis last year on Wednesday, it doesn't lock you in this year on Friday to fast all the way till tzeis. That's the end of the Mishabura in Sifkat Nachav Beis. And now we go to the Mishabura Vayter in Sifkat Nachav Gimel. That's going on the last point that the Mechaber told us, and that is that if the Tainus that he's doing on Erev Shabbos is a Tainus Chalom, Tzarech L'Sanos Ad Tzeisok Al-Chavim. There even the Mechaber says that you absolutely must fast until Tzeisok Al-Chavim. And Zakhtam Mishabura and Chav Gimbal Va'afilu HaYesh Omrim Hana Modubaze. Even the Yesh Omrim that the Ramah brings down that's lenient by a regular Tainus on Erev Shabbos, if it's a Tainus Cholom, even the Yesh Omrim is Moda, you must complete the fast. Shayafilu B'Shabbos Atzmo Yochol Lahasri Ulus Anos Tainus Cholom. Because even on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to begin and fast the Tainus Cholom, like we'll see later in Simen Reish Peiches. The Kol Shekein Shiyashim HaLaila, if you could fast the whole Shabbos because of a Tainus Cholom, so certainly you can go into Shabbos hungry and end your Tainus on Friday for a Tainus Cholom all the way till Tzeis, and therefore that's what you must do. Says the Mishabura Vayter, V'inei Yesh Me'a Poskim Shalchokim V'Sovrim, there are those Poskim who argue and hold, D'gam B'Tainus Cholom Dayu L'Hamten Ad She'etzim in Beis HaKnesses Arvis, that even by a Tainus Cholom, it's enough to wait only until you come out of Shul for Mariv. The Bozeh Mikri Hashlama, they're lenient, that's also called the Hashlama, even for a Tainus Cholom. However, most of the Achronim are masking to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The aim of was that one should not be lenient to end the Tainus Cholom on Friday after davening. The Kaven Shu Mipnea Sakona, because since the Tainus Cholom, after all, is because of a possible danger, Levatel Ulevar Cholom Ra, to cancel out, to destroy a bad dream, Shemelo Yoel Levatlo and Lo Yashim Aralilo, why would a person want to take a risk? Maybe it's not a good bittel unless you're mashim all the way till the nighttime, and therefore not kedai to rely on the lenient opinion, and therefore one should be machmir by a Tainus Cholom on Friday to fast all the way till Tzeis of Kochavim. Now there's two bir halachas that I'd like to do. The first one is on page 28. The last bir halacha on the page, it's going on the mechaber that said that if one was mekabel a Tainus on Erev Shabbos, he must fast until Tzeis unless he stipulated otherwise at the time of the Kabbalah. Says the bir halacha, the vermaskel imlo, v'nirei pashut l'dasa mechaber, it appears pashut according to this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, im chiyuv ha-tainus hoya olav mikfar, if he had already a chiyuv that he had to fast one day, v'rotza l'froa b'tainus erev Shabbos, and he decides he wants to pay back the tainus that he owes on Friday, eino yotzei bozeh, it will not work to make a stipulation to end the tainus early when you come out of davening. Since you weren't mashlim properly, it's so stark that if you owe a tainus and you're going to make it up on a Friday, it's not going to be good enough to stipulate that you're going to end it before the day actually ends at Tzeis. And if you do end it earlier when you come out of tefillah, if it's still yom, you would have to make it up and fast a different day. And then the Bir Halacha tells us a very interesting thing. V'dan, you should know. According to the opinion of the Mechaber, who doesn't even bring down as a Yesh Omen the lenient opinion, that was only the Ramah. All the Mechaber says that was without a Tanai, you must fast on Friday till Tzeis. But even according to the Mechaber, Umashmid is Sphirle de Zelo Mikri Hashloma Klal, Vamashakibo Shabbos Bitfiloso. So Mashmid, according to the Mechaber, that there never is considered a Hashloma the fact that you Makabel Shabbos in your Tfilah of Mariv. That specifically says the Bir Halacha on someone who is accepting upon himself a tainus. We have to assume his stam kavana was to accept upon himself a normal tainus, which goes all the way till Tzeis. Umemelo mukhra chula shlimo. Memelo, he's forced to be mashlim tainus. Aval betainus tzibur, when it comes to a public fast, kagon asara b'teves shachal b'erev Shabbos. For example, when asara b'teves falls on Erev Shabbos, mashma b'beis yosef de mitzadeh lahoros ka poskim de svir luhu, it appears to be mashma from the beis yosef that he takes the side to pass like those poskim that hold the high mis anin umashlimin de ka'amar ha-gemara, that which the Gemara says, you have to fast and complete the fast, hainu im yirtza lahashlim rashai. That's if you want to complete the fast and go all that it says that you can. But avada, if you want to stop the tainus earlier after davening by a public tainus, you can. So it comes out, the Bir Halacha is telling us that lafida mechaber, although when you're mekabel a tainus, then you absolutely have to go all the way to Tzeis Kochavim. But if it is a tainus tzibur, then we're more lenient, and if you want, you could end the tainus earlier. The high sugya koi sham gama tainus tzibur k'demuchal sham, and that sugya is also going on a tainus tzibur, like I'll clear from there. Aval midivri haramad lo hiskir b'hagaoso as daitum. But according to the Ramah, who does not mention this opinion in his Shita, because of Stam the Betainus Tzibur Yashlim, the Ramah just told us specifically by Betainus Tzibur you must be Mashlim. Mashma de Sosam Kedas HaRokeach. It's Mashma the Ramah is being Sosam at the Rokeach. V'Ravya Hamuva Beis Yosef Desvirlu De Tzarech LaHashlim. So we'll stop over there in this Bir Halacha, but it comes out very interesting that the Ramah spoke out specifically in this Sif that when it comes to a Tainus Yachid, then a person can go like the lenient opinion and he can make his tainus only until he comes out of davening. But when it comes to a tainus tzibur, there he absolutely must be mashlim. And we're pointing out that Lafi, the Beis Yosef, and the Mechaber, says the Bir Halacha, the Mechaber will be the exact opposite. Over here in Tzifdal, the Mechaber is only talking about a case where a person was mekabel the tainus. There we say he has to absolutely fast until Tzeis of Kochavim. But in a case where it was a tainus tzibur, which the Mechaber here doesn't address, but it's Masha from the Beis Yosef that he would hold, that we can rely on the opinions that say that you could fast up until the end of davening, and then you can break the fast, and therefore the Ramah and the Mechaber are holding exact opposite dinim, legabe, tainus tzibur, and tainus yochid. Let's do one more bir halacha, which is on the next page, on page Tesvav. This is going in the shita that the Ramah brought down that was more lenient. The Yesh Omrim that says you don't have to be mashum until it's a kochavim, but rather you can fast until you come out to shul and then you can eat. Says the bir halacha. I am the Mishabura. Lahai Yesh Omrim, according to this lenient Yesh Omrim, Ein nochon lahamtim me'ez bo me'beis hakneses ad seiso kochavim in toiv lechol. Umisakev machmas atainis. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a very interesting thing, that according to this shita, that you shouldn't be mashlim the fast, so you're allowed to eat already when you come out of shul, so bedafka you should do that, and you should not wait around until seiso kochavim if you're hungry, and you're pushing it off bedafka for the tainus, then you're doing the wrong thing, because the tainus already ends, according to this opinion, when you come out of shul, and now you want machmas atainus to delay it all the way to seiso kochavim, you're going to be hungry, and you're going to go into Shabbos b'inui, so then you're doing the wrong thing, you bedafka should eat when you come out of shul, you bedafka should, it's not just the kula, but you should do that if you are in fact hungry. V'dan, you should know, says the Bir Halacha, the Medivri HaRaivit Shehuva B'Beis Yosef Mashma, from the Raivit brought in the Beis Yosef, it is implied, the Tekef Misheshaka Achama V'Hukfar Kibel Olav Shabbos. That it's Mashma, once Shkios Achama comes, and you're Mekabel Shabbos, Av Shelo Hespala Dayan, even if you did not yet daven yet, Mikri Al Yedeze Gamken Hashlama, that's also called the Hashlama. Till now, all we saw was a person fasting till Tzeis, or a person fasting until he finishes davening. But here the Ravid is telling us that you can end the fast after Shkia, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, even if you didn't actually daven yet. V'nirli, and it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Hayesh Omrim. This Yesh Om that says you can fast until you come out of shul. The Chain Svaras HaRaivid, who's even more lenient, who says even before davening, once you're Mekabel Shabbos after Shkia, you could already stop the tainus. Hu rak b'misha kibul ha-tainus shalobil shal neder. That's dafka, someone who accepted upon himself the tainus, not b'losh neder. Rak b'stam kabbal ha-tainus. It was just stam, he was Mekabel ha-tainus. Aval misha asar al-atzmo lechol yom echad b'losh neder. But one who asked on himself to eat for a day with a stronger lashon of a lashon neder, l'kuli alma aser ad shetechshav. According to everyone, it will be aser until tzeis, da'oz kol hayom, then the day ends. So again, he's telling us that all these kulas that we find, these different opinions, the Yesh Omrim, the Raivid, that's only when you weren't in Makaba b'lashon neder. But if one was Makaba b'lashon neder, then he's locked in to the tainus all the way till Tzeis Kochavim. That completes Siman Reish Mem Tes, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year, we will continue weiter into Reish Nun.